and demanding accountability. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. A recently released report by a special reporter on human rights calls upon the United States and other responsible governments to publicly investigate civilian deaths at the hands of unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as drones. The latest report by Ben Emerson examined 30 individual cases in which civilian harm, defined as death, injury, or instances where civilians were put at immediate risk, took place. The cases stem from reports in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Gaza. Emerson's report focuses on legal issues surrounding the United States and allies and their decision to bomb sovereign nations in pursuit of terrorists. Specifically, the special reporter questions the legality of a state encroaching on territory of another country with the intent to kill a person. So what can be done? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. A United Nations special report on drone strikes is calling for states involved in at least 30 strikes to publicly investigate and explain them. The special reporter also recommends that the states whose territories were under attack to provide as much information as possible. Ben Emerson's final recommendation is for the Human Rights Council to establish a panel of experts to examine the legal issues raised by drones and targeted killings. The report states that the governments who initiated the attacks are now legally obligated to explain the deaths. And that may be the biggest issue of all here. The fact that not only are sovereign nations being bombed into an oblivion, but the United States feels no reason to explain what they are doing. What is most disappointing is that it's the United Nations asking for explanation instead of the American people who are being forced to pay for a policy that is nothing less than barbaric. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people. Real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuskin Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuskin.
Well, if you think I've given you a hard time, wait until the callers call in. Jeez. 800-313-9443 if you would like to talk with our guest. David Cole has been our guest today. Thanks again for coming on, David. We'll have to do this again. I've thoroughly enjoyed it thus far.
It's been my pleasure. You've been a great host, and I've thoroughly enjoyed it. So bring on the callers and think of me as Russell Crowe in Gladiator. I'm ready.
I'm sure you'll have some fans out there. Rick, you've been waiting for quite a while, and I want to thank you for that. And I'll give your time now to bring up anything you like or ask any questions to our guest. What's on your mind?
Well, as you know, I've been on hold for about an hour and a half, so I'd appreciate you giving me about 2 minutes to have my say. That's all.
I'll give you 20 seconds. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. First of all, you use the term, David, historian quite a bit, and revisionist, I've noticed, several times.
Mm-hmm.
And as we all know, revisionism, it doesn't just apply to Holocaust.
Of course.
You know. So we could actually use this hypothesis that we use on the Holocaust to basically every other incident in history, such as the incident that you referred to in the first 5 minutes of the program about the Turks genociding the Armenians, when that was actually the Don May Jews that did that. Obviously, you didn't study that part of history. But, you know, we talk about the Holocaust. What do we learn from revisionism on the Holocaust? Well, I'll tell you what I learned. I learned that we have a people on this planet that can just slander innocent people.
What happened?
To make them people into monsters as a total unit, lying, slandering against innocent people, and yet we just let it go. There's no apologies. We have slavery that's been blamed on white people, but yet all the slave ports were owned by Jews. They were all Jewish slave ports. Now, this isn't disputable. This is fact. But yet we go on and on and on. We have one Jew telling us about the Federal Reserve. You know, oh, okay, those aren't Jews in the Federal Reserve, but actually they are. Then we have another Jew talking about the media. Oh, it's not all the Jews in the media. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. That's revisionism. We can apply this same Jewish slander to every organization in America and in the planet right now. AIPAC. We can go in our grocery store and see our grocery stores kosherized. How many Christians out there want kosher food? You know, I hear from Jews, oh, the Christians want the kosher food. You know what? It's slander. It's total slander, and all of these crimes have already been committed. They're already done. They're over with. And the time is going, there needs to be retribution. And it doesn't need to be Holocaust retribution. There needs to be bags packing. That's what there needs to be, because it doesn't stop. It just keeps going. And the lies are just through the roof in every category there is. Everyone. And you're not going to agree with me. You're just going to agree with me on the Holocaust. Oh, there were no gas chambers. Well, let me tell you something. There was no soap made out of Jews. There was no Henry Rosenblatt story that he made out of his imagination. There was no Misha Wolf girl. There was no woman with crapping diamonds and eating them for years. You know, we could go on and on and on. It is sickening. That's what it is. It's not funny. It's sick. And it needs to end. And we need to get apologies. We need to get retributions. Whatever needs to be done, or you need to pack your bags. Because I, myself, when I see revisionism, I am sick to my stomach, and it's always the same people. Thank you for my time.
Okay.
Well, I apologize for not jumping right in there, but I was way too busy packing my bags, and I'm trying to book a flight right now. Yeah, I'm trying to just book a flight on LL at the moment. I'm
Rick,
online
it's funny,
right
okay?
Now, yeah.
Rick, do you have a sense of humor at all? Because that was funny, all right?
Yeah, I got a sense of humor, but you know what? I'm all out of humor.
All right. Thank you for the call, Rick. David, your thoughts on all that?
Look, the thing is, number one, no one's going anywhere. And that's, you know, I've been involved in the fringes of, you know, what is considered the fringes of politics for a long time. No one's going anywhere. Blacks aren't going back to Africa. Jews are not going, to Israel. We, you know, we're all here. We're all humans. We're all, a lot of us, some of us do positive things, some of us do negative things. But the whole, you know, pack your bags thing, you know, that's Archie Bunker stuff. And the Archie Bunker stuff is laughable for a reason. The point that the gentleman was attempting to make is that the at least as best as I can try to understand the point that the gentleman
it's the Jews
was,
it's yeah, all the it, Jews it, it, and, everything and anything yeah. and oh, yeah. all of them
yeah
all Jews and, do everything is
yeah
what it is.
And if you look into the actual history of how the falsehoods that surround World War II and surround the Holocaust were created, frankly, number one, you've got to go to the Soviet Union, and then after that, you have to go to the Western allies who were, frankly, I forgive my language, but penis envy about the lies coming out of the Soviet Union, and the Western allies wanted to be like, well, we want gas chambers too. And that phony as hell gas chamber Dachau was built specifically in advance of a visit from United States senators to Munich to visit Dachau, where the U.S. Army wanted to show off a gas chamber to a bunch of senators so they could have a photo op. I'm not saying that Jewish special interest groups didn't embrace this nonsense, because they did. They completely did. But if you're going to be a historian and if you're trying to break it down to its core elements, you got to start with where it started, and it started with the Soviets and it started with the Western allies. Jewish groups adopted it and ran with it for their own reasons. But you know, you've got to be multi-layered when you talk about this. And anyone who says it's only this group, it's only you guys, that's not helpful. It's simply not helpful to trying to get a reasonable discussion on this subject matter.
All right, well, don't pack your bags yet, because we have more phone calls coming up
okay.
here.
And I'll stay. I'll stay okay. for right now.
Please. Jeez. David in California, hello.
Yeah, how you doing? Good show. I was aware of David before I seen him through the YouTube and, you know, on different shows, you know, like on, and there was, you know, like different, I think it was Donahue and a couple other shows. But I was, David, I'm sure you're aware, and maybe Bob is too, of the, on, in 1948, the stone, the plaque that was at, Auschwitz, it says 4 million people suffered and died here at the hands of the Nazis, murdered between the years 1940 and 45. Is that the music?
Yes, the plaque.
Yeah, we hear the music. So
we'll
come back to that point in just a second. Sorry about that, guys. Hold on.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cow Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
All right, David the caller, you're talking with David Cole on the Bob Tuscan Show, and we're taking your calls now. You're telling me that there's a plaque that said something about 4 million people having died. What happened to the 6 million number? Are you there, caller?
It should be explained to your listeners. The Soviets were so incredibly clumsy in their handling of everything having to do with the camps that they liberated. They came up with this insanely stupid, wrong figure of 4 million people having been killed at Auschwitz. They came up with this figure in the 40s and 50s, and they enshrined it in a plaque that used to adorn the end of the railroad pike at Auschwitz-Birkenau. It might still be there if not for Schindler's List. Schindler's List, the movie, reignited a great interest in Jews going to Auschwitz to study and learn. When I went to Auschwitz, it was several years before Schindler's List. I made about 6 trips altogether to study at Auschwitz, at the archives there. The first time I went there, 1991, was before Schindler's List. And it would probably be difficult for any rational person to understand just how base and vulgar Auschwitz was in 91. You're going to think this is a joke, but it isn't. There was a barbecue restaurant on the grounds of Auschwitz, where you'd go to Auschwitz and you'd eat barbecue, and there'd be a smokestack, billowing smoke, and there would be kiosks selling video cameras and camera batteries. It was a complete circus. Then Schindler's List came out.
How was the barbecue?
It was good. It was really good. I hate to say that, but man, it was just really good. Oh, I'm going to be slammed for that, you son of a bitch. You shouldn't ask me that, but it was good. I'm being honest with you. It was really good barbecue. But I was appalled to be there as I was eating that barbecue. When Schindler's List came out, all of a sudden, the Polish authorities, now that they were no longer under the boot of the old Soviet Union, the Polish authorities realized, oh gosh, we've got to clean this place up and make it less ridiculous. So, in the space of a couple of months, the Polish authorities, they got rid of the barbecue place, they got rid of the kiosks, they got rid of all the commercialism, and they even, and this was after I had exposed the gas chamber at the main camp as being phony, they even stopped claiming that was a real gas chamber. That was one of the things that I was able to accomplish, was to get the Polish authorities at the Auschwitz State Museum to stop claiming that bomb shelter was a gas chamber. They didn't do that from 93 onwards. Now, I don't know if they do it now because I've been out of the game for so long, but I know that in 93 they stopped doing it. And as far as the plaque goes, the plaque is still really vague. They went from the ridiculous and completely insupportable claim that 4 million people died to a claim that 1.1 million people suffered. Now that's obviously an open-ended claim. What does suffering mean? The suffering can even apply to the guards if they got typhus or if they got dysentery. Generally, it's believed that not more than a million people even were in the camp. Several hundred thousand, yes, were in the camp, passed through the camp, if you count the people who went on to the satellite camps in 1944, probably 500,000, 600,000 passed through the camp. But that plaque that's there now is very, very vague in terms of over a million people suffered. If we want to try to look at the people who died, I worked with Jean-Claude Prissac, the man hired by Holocaust so-called experts to debunk revisionists. And Prissac and I both believe that tens of thousands of people died at Auschwitz, no question. Tens of thousands died. but hundreds of thousands or millions, there's simply no evidence to support that. It was built on a swamp. Auschwitz-Birkenau was built on a swamp, and the commandant, Hirsch, was petrified that Berlin would find out how poor the conditions were, because this was a labor camp, and Berlin would send coded transmissions. When they didn't know that we had broken their code, Berlin would send coded transmissions to Auschwitz saying, why is your output so low? We're sending you healthy workers, and we're not getting the output. Now, I want to preface this by saying civilian internment labor camps are a horrible thing. I'm not saying that Auschwitz was good if people weren't killed but only worked to death. It's still a horrible, horrible thing, and I feel the need to give that caveat. But all the same, the deaths there were not something that was centrally planned. Auschwitz had a terrible typhus and dysentery problem, and the commandant was petrified that Berlin would know. And once Berlin found out, they investigated him, and they removed him from his position of being commandant, which you wouldn't do to a guy if you wanted him to kill the inmates.
Interesting. David, does that answer your question? Anything else before we move on to the next
really
caller?
Fast, I'll get off about 30 seconds.
Sure.
For the second plaque they said is up now, after 89, like he said, the Polish people, forever let this place be a cry of despair and a warning to humanity, where the Nazis murdered about 1.5 million, which is similar to what David said, men, women, and children, mainly Jews, from various countries of Europe, Auschwitz, Birkenau, 1940 to 1945. That's a plaque that's there now. So I'm only getting this from David Dees. He seems to be reliable, but he's not just doing art here. He actually has pictures of it, you know, the illustrator. You go to David Dees art, look under archives, and look under numbers, and you find it. That's all I need to say.
Oh, yeah, I know the current plaque. I mean, I've been there, and I've seen the current plaque, and what I'm saying is it is still not in line with the facts. It is better than what it was until 93.
And one more thing I want to say, I understand the guy's anger. There's a lot of denial going on in different communities in the Jewish community, but I want to give credit to Bob and David Cole for coming out. And Jewish people that are listening, please, these people are courageous. They're not anti-Jewish and not self-hating Jews. I hate that term, you know, when you guys find some truth. And I love Bob that has the courage in you to do this. So thanks a lot. You're my brothers. I'm not Jewish, but you're my brothers. So what's it, you know?
Thanks, man. Yeah,
okay, thanks
I
a lot.
Appreciate that.
No, I don't want to keep all the time, though. I'll
no
catch
problem.
You later. I'll call again.
Clearly, he gets it, which is refreshing. We're going to get more callers in just a moment. Bill, Jeff, Ralph, and Curtis are all waiting patiently to speak with us, and we will do our due diligence and take their phone calls on the other side of this quick break.
The Bob Justin Show.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Let's get right to these phone calls here. Let's see, who's next here? Bill in Idaho. Go ahead.
Hello, good evening. Great broadcast as usual, Bob. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, wanted to thank you for the broadcast. I apologize for the other night. Obviously, I and my phone failed at the same time. It was a pretty busy day, and it wasn't
no worries.
Easy. Yes. I wanted to ask your guest, and apologize for the other gentleman's angst. Obviously, everybody's pretty doggone aggravated and by history abused, if not bullied, historically by this situation. I was wondering if either of you had a chance to read the 13th Tribe and the contentions thereof.
You mean the Arthur Kessler book?
Yes.
Yes. Well, that's not my field of expertise, so it's a fascinating.
Neither of mine. I only ask in light of an eye for an eye by Sack.
Yes.
S-A-C-H. Have you had a chance?
Yeah, well, John Sack was a good friend of mine, and John Sack was someone who I've known. Of course, he's passed away now, but I knew him since 1994. And John Sack is an example. If I may inform your listeners, Bob, John Sack was the very definition of a mainstream media person. He was an East Coast Jewish fellow who was foreign policy correspondent for Esquire magazine, wrote for all of everything from Playboy to Rolling Stone, New York Times. He was in the 70s and 80s. He was very much the poster boy of someone who was mainstream. And in the early 90s, John Sack wrote a book that pissed off the mainstream very much. He wrote a book called An Eye for an Eye. And if I can summarize that very quickly, that book, An Eye for an Eye, was a very well-documented nonfiction book about how Jewish people were used right after the end of World War II. Jewish people were enlisted by the Soviets to run terribly grotesque, brutal camps for ethnic Germans who were trapped on the Soviet side of Europe. You know, as many of your listeners will know, at the end of World War II, the lines were divided very quickly between the Soviet side and the Western side, and many, many ethnic Germans, some of whom had been in their lands for centuries, were trapped on the worst side that they could be on. So An Eye for an Eye by John Sack was a book about these, for lack of a better word, vengeance camps that the Soviets ran to punish Germans, and the Soviets specifically put Jewish people in charge of these camps to mete out the worst kind of torment to the ethnic Germans. Now, here was John Sack, a fellow who was, as I said, the dictionary definition of the mainstream East Coast Jewish literati. And when he wrote this book, he was pummeled. I mean, he was just beaten, not physically, not like me, but he was just beaten in the press for being a traitor, a self-hater, etc., etc. But John Sack, who was quite a few years older than me, he was like me in that he didn't take well to being bullied. So when he was bullied over that book, his response was to find out more about people like me. And he and I became very good friends. And in fact, John Sack reported in Esquire about the Institute for Historical Review conference that he attended, which would have been, I believe, 96. If I remember correctly, don't quote me on that. I think it was 96. Anyway, the point being, John Sack was not the kind of guy to be pushed around. And when he was bullied for writing this book, An Eye for an Eye, his response was simply to get more into revisionism. And he was a friend of mine up until when he died in the early to mid 2000s.
Sounds like a good guy. Let's get to, and thanks for the call, Bill.
Hello.
I appreciate it.
I was hoping to be able to get my question in. I didn't even get a chance
to ask it. I'm sorry, Bill, but we're going to move on to our next caller now and talk to Jeff in Missouri. Hello, Jeff.
Oh, am I on there? Can you hear me?
Yes, you are. Go ahead. Quickly, because we have a lot of callers, so I don't mean to cut you short, but if you have a question or comment, go ahead.
Yeah, just real quickly, in response to one earlier caller, I think, you know, I think there's, you know, the ethnic situation in modern society, you could say in these terms, I think it is, you know, probably off balance, but historically, there have been abusive cultures like the Mongols, like the British in Ireland at a time when Jews were banished from England, or, you know, if you want to talk about like the Aztecs that have no connection whatsoever to Judaism. Moving more to your guest, I appreciate you having Mr. Cole on. I guess the real briefly, I would point out that historically one of the most prominent revisionists was Paul Berg, who whose own background was that he had been interred in the National Socialist penal system. He was sent into a stateless province of the Third Reich called Transnistria. I wondered whether Mr. Cole would like to, you know, comment at all about his situation. And where is revisionism going, if he'd want to attempt to try that question?
All right, thanks for the call.
Sure. Well, the first thing I'll say is, any individual survivor of a camp, anyone, whether they were Jew, Christian, whether they were left-wing or Jehovah's Witness or whatever, they only saw a small part of it. Berg is very similar to Paul Racinier, generally considered the grandfather of revisionism. Racinier was a leftist who was in Buchenwald during the war. They only see a small portion of what they're in. Their testimony is not meaningless, but it has to be taken in context, because every camp had its own character. Buchenwald, Oranienburg, Dachau, the various Auschwitz satellite camps, they all had their own characteristics. And both sides, the revisionist side and the Orthodox Holocaust side, both have to get over a kind of fetish with survivors, because the survivors were on the ground and not in the back room looking at the facts and the ledgers and telegrams coming in from Berlin. Everybody's story should be heard. A lot of people, a lot of the survivors' stories are terribly embellished, but also a lot of survivor stories come from camps that are not even considered part of the Orthodox Holocaust story. I mean, there were camps that were primarily for communists, many of whom were not Jewish. There were camps where Jews didn't factor into it. And then there were camps that were primarily for Jews. It all has to be taken into account, and the grain of salt and the caution of a historian has to be applied to all of the stories, whether it's a Jew saying a Treblinka bears ate my liver, or whether it's a Christian or whether it's a Christian communist saying no one was ever killed at my camp. It all has to be taken with a grain of salt.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's EscapeHarassment.com, strategy one, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at WhatLiesInYourDebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
The podcast of tonight's show will be up at BobTuskin.com. BobTuskin, T-U-S-K-I-N.com. I'll send you a copy, David.
Excellent, thank you.
And you can be sure to burn it and not show your publisher. it sounds like you have a friendly publisher, though.
Oh, the thing I want to let your listeners know is my publisher put absolutely no limits on how revisionist the book could be. I had someone, I'll confess that I look at my comments sometimes on YouTube. I've got about a million and a half comments on my YouTube channel, and I'll look at it. And there was someone the other day who said, hey, the book's at Walmart. It must be a sellout. That's really not true. In fact, the fact that my book is being carried at Walmart and Barnes & Noble is amazing to me. I think it's going to stop anytime soon. I think it just takes someone who's going to say to Walmart, do you realize this book you're carrying? Because the book is very, very revisionist. The book
That's going to make the news. I'm looking forward to hearing about that.
Yes. I will be the first one to tell everyone if and when Walmart and Amazon Deutschland stop carrying it and Barnes & Noble. That will be an interesting story.
That certainly will be. All right, let's go through these last three callers,
sure.
And thank you to them for waiting patiently. Ralph, if you can hit us with your question and comment so we can make room for everyone else. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, Bob, I have a question for Dave. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Dave, how about them ganja?
What was that? I'm sorry?
How about some ganja?
Yeah, oh, no, I'm a vodka man, purely vodka. That's all I do.
All right.
Listen, I've been circulating your video since 2008, and it's a beautiful piece. I tell you, I want your book. I got to have that book. And one thing before it leaves my mind, a transcript, you know, in English would be very useful for me because I would like to recast that video. And then make it available in my blog, where people can visit from different countries, you know, and translate it. So I will need a transcript. That would be very nice.
Well, you know, that would be terrific. I do have a transcript, but also I have additional video that I'm starting to release every couple of days. Stuff that I didn't release in the early 90s that I've had for a long time. The best thing for you to do is if you could go to my website, biginfidel.com, and either click on the Facebook link or just the contact link, get in touch with me, and I'll give you transcripts and everything that you need for that.
Infidel?
Big Infidel, yeah,
biginfidel.com. Biginfidel.com, great. And Bob, congratulations.
Yeah.
I haven't been on RBN for a while. I've been doing some, you deserve these 3 hours.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
How about some ganja?
Huh? All right. Thanks for the call, and thank you for wanting to put that out. I think this needs to, you know, this info should be translated in all the languages. All right, Curtis in Florida, your turn.
Thank you, David Cole. It's an honor to speak with you. I've seen you on YouTube, and you're a courageous man. You've had a colorful life, and you also have great courage. Your unique voice factor, I have a unique voice factor, too. It's kind of high and whiny, especially when I get wound up.
Well, that was always a concern of mine when I started doing stuff with the Republican Party and I became business partners with Larry Elder, the KABC talk show host, and he would have me on the show every 2 weeks. And I would think to myself, holy crud, someone's going to recognize this voice.
Right. Looking like walking on eggshell.
Yeah.
I want to help you out with your vocabulary. I would consider you outed. I would consider you in, because you're a good person and you're doing good. I would not call you a revisionist. I would call you an unrevisionist, and that you are unrevising the back to original history. Please don't say World War II. Call it World War I Part II.
Mm.
Don't call it the Soviet Union. Please call it the Soviet Empire. You're not a Holocaust denier. You're a Holocaust disprover. And as far as the plaques go, I can't stand it. Are there plaques for the firebombing of Dresden? Are there plaques at the Royal Air Force Academy? Are there plaques for all the millions of Irish that were starved out by the British? How about for the thousands they shot in India? Are there plaques there? And finally, I don't like eye for an eye. It should be called eye for an eye for a shakedown, because the Jews did move into Germany and set up a proto-Fed, a proto-Hollywood, a proto-APAC, and a proto-1%. No wonder they were resented. Now, there shouldn't be work camps, shouldn't be death camps. Maybe Madagascar was a long shot. But there's no wonder they were resented. But I am definitely against work camps or internment camps.
Oh, absolutely, Curtis. Thanks, man. Let's take one last call here.
I just want to say quickly, I agree with that. It's very important to say that that war camps, civilian internment camps, whether it's for the Japanese Americans, mm-hmm. whether it's for Indians in British-controlled India, it was a terrible, terrible thing. So
absolutely. Fred in Iowa, you're going to be our final caller tonight. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I think I should be the final caller. I won't even talk about this, David, but I'll tell you, Tuscan, you have no place on RBN, and you know I am not anti-Jewish. And, buddy, you and this Pazio, Mark Pazio, have no business on RBN, and Rick was right.
Okay.
Good evening.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Okay, so I'm glad that your last caller was a comedian, because I think it's very funny for us to end on a guy doing a character bit, unless, God help us, that guy was for real, in which case, well, that's just sad.
No, he was for real. I guess he's not a fan. what can you do? You can't please everyone. So, to wrap things up here, he's got a book coming out. It's going to go on Walmart shelves. Jeez.
Yep, Walmart, Barnes & Noble, and the two biggest booksellers in the UK, Foyles and Waterstones. Republican Party Animal by David Cole, available for pre-order. I honestly think, and I'm the first guy to say when I'm a jerk. And I'm the first guy to say that when I'm not worthy of listening to. But honestly, I worked on this book for 8 months, and it's a decent book. You'll laugh, and I think you'll learn something. So please check it out. I would appreciate that.
I'm going to have to. Is this publisher going to send me a copy or what? I got to beg for it?
You will get it. You will get a preview copy, my friend. I promise you.
All right,
and
sounds good.
Unfortunately, I can't send preview copies to all of your listeners, so they will have to Google Republican Party Animal by David Cole. But you, my friend, will get a preview copy.
Is it because I'm Jewish? Or?
Yes, we protect our own, don't we?
Yes. Yes, this is part of the tribe, folks.
Exactly.
I'm sorry that you can't do this, but this is what us secular guys from Jewish families get to do. All right?
Exactly, part of the club.
All right. Well, David, it has been absolutely a great pleasure. And, thanks for coming on, man.
It's been a great couple of hours. I've enjoyed every minute of it. Thank you, Bob, for having me on. I've really, really enjoyed it.
All right. We'll have to do it again. The website, biginfidel.com.
Yes, biginfidel.com. Check it out, and you'll find all the info right there.
All right. You take care.
Thank you so much.
Bye. Bye-bye. All right, folks, we'll be back at it tomorrow night. We have, what's today? Today's Tuesday, Wednesday night. So we have Steve Starrs riding shotgun, and we also have Doug Owen from Blacklisted News for the War Report. Don't go anywhere. RBN, we'll be back at it shortly. And until then, love you guys.
Them crazy. We're gonna chase those crazy ballets out of town.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With finance.